Log Talk Radio.
Put my mic up. Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome to the Love, Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. Hope you had a blessed, wonderful weekend. And we can start and continue on season, we're talking about season of love. The love is such important for us to thrive, to live, and to live a life of pleasing. Pleasing to God. Start in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your Son, give thanks and praise. Love, life, and liberty. We thank you for being the one true living God. We thank you for your precious time. Jesus Christ, we thank you for your spirit that dwells in us and around us and grow up. If you go to this walk, can take over the show. We ask that we touch the young people in school to heal their heart and protect them from bullies and protect them from being a bully. We ask you, God, for love and justice throughout this land, throughout this world. Again, we give you thanks and praise in your glorious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and Redeemer. Amen. In Romans 8, talking about love, power, love, and the season. Love is always a season, never our season. But God was born in our lives. It conquers so much. Help us through pain. It helps us through struggle. Once we know, understand, identify with true love. That God showed to us when he did it, only begotten Son. On chapter 8 of Romans, there is therefore none, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak, through the flesh, God sent his only begotten Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned him in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh demand the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised him, the raised of Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he the raised of Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are adopted not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. Therefore we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit is up there witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. As we speak this and share this, being the children of God is life, is love, is liberty, is justice, is hope, is joy, is smiles. You see little babies as they open their eyes or they laugh, even when they cry, you see they look, they innocent and they pure and they have joy. And we as people of God or our ages have to operate that God has come to him as a little child. Little children are hopeful. They believe all things are possible to him. They believe all things is great. There's nothing impossible as a child. Think about just telling your child, There's nothing you could not do. If the current allowed you to do it, you would conquer. You probably can climb a wall and nobody can stop you. So I would say, let's operate in love. There's so much pain in this world. And it's all because people refuse to seek the love of God, refuse to operate in love, refuse to forgive, just refuse to be in a relationship with the one true living God that gives you hope. When we turn our eyes, keep our minds and our thoughts and our conscience on God, there's nothing we can do but to demonstrate love, because it's always on your heart. That is on your heart, want to come forward in a mighty way. If you talk about conquering everything, destroying everything, then your attitude and your personality and everything you do will be about conquering, destroying the world, destroying yourself, destroying your loved ones, friends, neighbors, community, schools, whatever it might be. But when you operate in love, all you can think about is giving and helping and want life better for all who you come in the presence with. So in John 3:13, verse 34-35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. For this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one to another. Even as we on this broadcast as believers, love. You have to love one another. You have to speak the gospel of love, the gospel of truth. Not bitterness, not nagging, not complaining, but take everything to God in prayer and believe in what we brought to Him, He will hear. If we come with a heart of forgiveness, of a heart of love and peace and patience, and ask God to remove the bitterness and complaints out of our heart. So when we come to Him, we're not complaining. Because complaining leads to nothing but to death. But if we operate in love, we seek God wisdom. He can help us with the solution. If there were so many issues, He never told us the solution. It's love. Love will take care of everything else. Love, nobody's not going to try to take over somebody's life. No, love, a person's not going to cheat with somebody else, a wife or husband. Love is not going to have somebody go up into school and blow somebody off the face of the earth or go to war with another nation or country, because everybody think about and operating in love. Love, no, a child go home, they don't have the rubber being molested or hit by anybody, because all you can see and feel is love around you. It's all man should feel, regardless who we are, where we are in this world. We would just operate in love. So as children of God, we who confess Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior must do our best to let that light shine. More than just saying we believe it, the light has to truly shine. It has to come forth out of our loins. We have to really let that light shine. Yes, good to give, but the best way to give is truly operating love, not complaining, not hating, not saying nasty things, not wanting to get any revenge. Revenge belongs to God, but to truly operate in love. So I beg y'all, and I hope that if you see this broadcast, if you do know Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, that you will realize His love and get into your scripture, into the Word, and know His Word, the living Word, that we can operate as His children. We have to be Father His, as we're being a disciple, of being a living Word, operating in peace. So if you only be listening to this broadcast, if you're not operating, or don't know who Jesus Christ is, I ask you to ask God who He is, and I guarantee you, if you're seeking truth, then you're going to find truth. So this is the Love Truth Ministry Show. If you're seeking the truth, no matter what it might seem like, how ugly it might seem, or how brief it might seem, if you truly want to know God's will and His truth towards you and you, He's going to give you the answer, and He's going to tell you through Jesus Christ that you can come to Him. Through Jesus Christ, you have hope, everlasting life. And all you got to do is ask Him through your heart, believe in your heart that He is God. Confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. Ask forgiveness or unrighteousness, which is sin. Again, this is Kim Williams with the Love Truth, Love Truth Show. And as you take a deep breath, and it is out, just think about what the love means to you. Go back to when you were a child, how you felt, and you were surrounded by love, how people treated you, how you treat others, more than what you receive for our gifts of joy, I'm talking about the compassion somebody shows towards. You know, you bend your leg and meet your mom or dad, ran to your grandparents and hug you, give you a kiss on the forehead or something. Or tell you go to school, you can do all things, you know, you can be positive, a parent of your life. And the parents tell you a certain way to live and you know that way of live leads to life. And then somebody come along and point you in a direction that leads to destruction, then you have to figure out what is love. Life will point you always. Love will always point you to things. Life will, it's not a powerful key. Not to say you want it, it's just. Like together, so that's love. I'm gonna put you on. I'm gonna put my sister on for a minute, okay? Just say love, and she's gonna share what love means to her dealing with this time.
Hello, everyone, and thanks, my sister Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry. I'm gonna need it. Speak for a few seconds on her very special show. Yes, you know, love is a many splendor thing. Love changes so many things. You know, just taking a moment to say kind words to a person is a way of love. Opening the door for someone. 2 seconds ago, a gentleman was coming into this Popeyes, and some ladies were coming, and they saw him leaving. He was in a wheelchair situation, and they, you know, assessed the situation and made sure they opened the door for him. And that's just a loving gesture. Just being patient and listening to our fellow human beings. The other day at our church, at New Thomas Baptist Church, Bishop Walter Thomas called all the young people forward. It must have been 150 young people there, maybe 200, between the ages of 5 years of age to, I guess, 22, 23 years of age. And he asked them what were some of the challenges that they were facing. And they were able to say, he passed the mic around, and they were able to say what was their challenges. I felt like that was love because he was allowing them to speak, and he was listening, and we were all listening. And they even acknowledged that. They said, wow, you know, very rarely does anybody ask us our opinion. And we thank you for that. My sister only has 90 seconds left. I just want to say, make sure that you're listening so that you allow people to speak. If you're a male, you listen to your wife or your significant other. Same thing for females. Listen to the children. And I'm going to turn it over to Kim so she can finish out the last 60 seconds of our show.
It's important to love and listen to what someone has to say. And just taking and giving them an opportunity to share what's on their heart. And as I mentioned, that church and bishop asked all the young people to come down to share how they felt, what was going on at school and in the world. And that's important to have that dialogue, have that conversation with your children, with your grandchildren, to see what's truly going on. Most time we don't answer or we ask them, do we cut them off? To allow them to speak their truth. And have them speak their truth. And also during the weekend, you've seen the war wedding. And the war wedding that the priest was talking about love. And he talked to you scripture. And we saw the war show this weekend. Jane the Jags talk about love. And she wanted to live in the full capacity of love, having a voice. Now people are talking about you on that. People are trying to deny people, stop you from having a voice. And people deny somebody from having a voice. You block them, that's not love. You allow them to have a voice. Give them love. Show love. Okay. I'm thankful for y'all listening. Appreciate this broadcast. We will continue to discuss this matter every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today was a little late. It was at 2 o'clock. But just check on Facebook or any social media site on when my next broadcast will be. On the Nickel Broadcast Radio, about Ministry. On the Christianity, then the Full Electric Ministry. See my blog talk every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, like your 15-minute prayer show. Still in the praying for the children of all children from school. Little students for safety. So hopefully you can join and share the message with other people. Also, if you live in the Baltimore area, I have 2 bus trips. One to Atlanta, Florida, and another one to New York. 1 in September, 1 is in October. You can go to www.groomtrips.com/urban-driven-travel-1. Again, www.groomtrips.com/urban-driven-travel-1. Also, you can find out more information by going to my webpage, www.lovetruthministry.com. You put that in, or you have to put HTTPS. Then we can open, www.lovetruthministry.com. Looking forward to get to y'all again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for prayer time. Have a blessed and wonderful week, day. Keep your minds and eyes focused on Jesus. Operate in pure love. It's a battle, but we all have to work on love, loving one another better. It's up with people being in our own personal life, our moms, our dads, our grandparents, our aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, acquaintances, teammates, teachers, and neighbors, whoever it may be. We must try our best to operate in love. Okay, until next time, enjoy yourself. Peace.